Welcome back to Good Food. Toilet to tap may be an accurate description of how wastewater is treated to make it drinkable, but it's not exactly appetizing. How about agua to IPA or shower to suds instead? That's what Desert Monks Brewing Company in Gilbert, Arizona is doing, brewing a small percentage of their beer from treated wastewater. And it's not the only brewery experimenting with this process. As the Earth's population grows and the pace of human-caused climate change accelerates, treated wastewater will likely become a bigger part of the solution to maintaining life as we know it on this planet. We decided to ask John and Summer Decker, two of Desert Monk's five owners, how they're going about it. Hi, you two.
Hello.
Hey.
Tell us a little bit about Desert Monk's Brewing Company. What's your story?
Well, as you indicated through the introduction, there are five of us owners that came together. Four had continued to work together through an engineering firm, and I am married to John, or Chris, as we've also been introduced. And so the five of us came together with a love of home brewing and wanted to take that to a professional experience. We have an emphasis on creativity and innovation in what we brew. And that is part of what has led us to embracing this idea of using direct potable water in brewing.
How many beers have you brewed with this treated wastewater, and what do they taste like?
So we've done two of the One Water Showcases, which is the public outreach that the city of Scottsdale does with this water, bringing in a couple different breweries to brew with the water. So they've had events, and we've done that twice before, before COVID and then last year. And then this year, we've started to use this on a reoccurring basis because of the results that we've had from the first two events.
How interesting. So it was sort of more like a pop-up at the beginning?
Yeah. So the first time the city of Scottsdale kind of reached out looking for brewers that would be interested to try and use their water, their direct potable reuse water. So we gave it a shot. We brewed a pale ale the first time. So pretty basic. It turned out really good and really clean. We were pretty happy with it. And then last year, city of Scottsdale started using this again once public events kind of started getting going again. Brewed another pale ale with that. We thought they were both great beers. We didn't win the competition, so there's local judging with it. So take it for that there's even better beers than what we've brewed with this water. But it really kind of got us to the point that we were so impressed with the quality of the water and the beer that we said, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we could brew on a regular basis with this water? And that kind of started a conversation with the city of Scottsdale, the county, and the state to be able to get that going and be able to use that water on a recurring basis. The most recent beer that we brewed is a lager with this water. A little bit sweet, a little bit of hops, but overall just a fantastic, especially summer beer. I don't know if you heard about our weather, but a little bit hot, so a good way to cool off.
Yeah. And I understand that it quickly became the brewery's top seller.
Yeah, as soon as we released it, it became our bestseller right away. Whether that's because people were looking for something to cool down or a little bit of the interest in something new, I guess it's TBD. But we have a second beer coming up, Hefeweizen brewed with the same water. So we'll kind of be able to hopefully deconflict and see if people are just interested for a trial or the quality of the beer overall.
So have you found that you have to get customers over the hump of an ick factor, or are they just interested to try?
We've had a few customers concerned or downright offended by us choosing to use this water for the beers. And to them, we respond, no, that's okay. We don't brew all of our beers with this. If you don't want to drink a beer made with it, that's okay. We have other beers that you can enjoy and move forward with. By and large, though, the majority of our customers kind of don't care. They're more just interested in the beer being great. And as long as the beer tastes great, they're happy.
You've talked about how this beer that you use comes from the city of Scottsdale. Can you explain for our audience how the water is treated and reclaimed before it gets to you?
Well, the city of Scottsdale has some really great details on their website that could tell you the details of the scientific information that I am just not going to be able to fully give you. What I can say is this system has been in place since the 1980s and continues to improve and develop. It is state-of-the-art technology using multiple steps of filtration, which includes physical filtration, UV light, treatment to the water. It is tested multiple times throughout the filtration process. Before we can receive the water, it has to be tested twice again immediately before we receive it. So we know the compounds of the water that we're receiving in further detail than the water we would normally receive out of our tap from the town of Gilbert. And we have better indication of the water's tested quality more closely to the time that it goes into our mash.
Wow, that's so interesting. Do you prefer the taste of the water that you're getting from Scottsdale to the water that comes out of your tap in Gilbert?
So I do. It is very clean, very, very soft water. It is more like high-end bottled water than the tap water that we otherwise get. The tap water we otherwise get, it's fine, it's clean, it works. We do a water treatment process to our tap water before we use it for brewing, where we don't have to do anything to the ultra-purified, direct potable reuse water that we're picking up for this process. But you're right, it does have a different taste, and it is that ultra-clean canvas that we like to build upon, especially for the lager and then our Hefeweizen as well.
It actually comes so clean that depending on the style of beer that we want to brew, sometimes we actually have to do additions to the water. Some of the traditional beers that you drink from different parts of the world come standard with a different water profile. So we kind of have to, in some cases, try to rebuild that to try and keep the beer style traditional.
So interesting. Thank you so much, John and Summer.
This has been our pleasure.
Thank you.
That was John and Summer Decker of Desert Monks Brewing Company, which is brewing beer made with treated wastewater out in Gilbert, Arizona.